Thank you, boss.
Just as you men will want to talk about your automobiles. And this, that, and the other. Gorma needs somebody to talk to about children and grandbabies and cookies. You once cannot set aside little isolated parts of your life, or you get out of balance. So don't withdraw these kinds of sessions. I don't know how best to work them out. That will just evolve. You must make time for the coming together, yes. But it must be in some gentle way, for the sharing of these precious, precious moments, because you are going through now the most precious moments of the birth of a world. And it is the humanness that makes it even, it's all that's necessary. Mother Nature doesn't have any problem at all with her evolutions. None. The little creatures don't have any problem dealing with it. They produce signs for you. So if you give up your human touch, you will be like reticulum, struggling, working interdimensionally, interplanetarily, trying to regain, through service and lessons, compassion, and what you refer to as the human touch. That goes beyond just love. A dog has total love. He does not have the ability to reason, and his free will choice is not his. And if you give up the beauty of that one gift that stands above all else to the human species, you have cast aside the only one thing of that. The rest is existence. And you know what? Your Father God truly does not believe he made an error. He just believes his children have not grown properly. He does not consider it a failure, as some would tell you. He still believes in his creation that man can grow and assume proper responsibility of free will choice. For you will never die. All else will pass from you, including your body. So the only gift you truly hold in all of existence is your ability for free will choice. And many of the universe, including myself, have petitioned from time to time to remove a lot of it. Father, it was an error. They don't know what to do. And Father comes back as Apton and says, up yours. I don't create badly. Mind your business. And do what you're asked to do, please. They will grow. They are my creation, and they will grow. Now do what you're supposed to be doing. And I tell you, I back off. As Hatton of the fourth dimension, I back right off. And we will see to it that it's built so you can grow. And if you lose that touch that really brings man together, to share of the earthly human things, you've got an eternity to live in the spiritual realm. Yes, you need the contact and you need the strength, and this great group really needs it, but you've been there. So you have to hang on to that touch, whether you like it or not, of the humanness. because this is where it is. Now, did anyone want to do any business today? I am not discounting a daily meeting for this kind of thing for a few days. But I hear, Rick, you've got several proposals that you have all data for, with maybe a phone call or two for permissions and things like that. And then you'll have three more in the working, and there should be no reason that you ones cannot get into business on $150 million. Now, somebody tell me that you can't do it, and I'm going to really just adjourn this meeting and really take up a meeting.
I got a phone call and then you both.
I would like to hear it.
The first part of it was my sister calling. They're trying to put together some printing on a book that they're doing with Richard Schultz, a friend of mine.
Yes.
Through General Printing Company that we're working with to purchase.
Yes.
So that I can spend a little extra energy date on that. I'd request that.
Thank
that
you.
Was able to go through. They were trying to get the book printed up front without any deposit or anything. I'll be calling the owner of the business to try to arrange that again shortly.
Yes. I'm going to ask everyone in this room right now to put energy into this phone call. This is one of the most important that you will ever have. This is the Westinghouse 90 turbine, $100 million wind park. I would please quiet, and then we'll get back to the book. While he is on that phone, let us just pour energy. What do I ask for? And finally came the conclusion in all different ways, as many as there are in this room. I just offer unto the higher energies for the best, to the highest good of this group and the service of the Father and my brother, and take it and do with it, please, in your divine sequence. And I honor you for that, because there is not one in this room save Dorma, who has no input at all, who even knows enough about it to know what to ask for. This is usually true of almost everything for which you inquire and require assistance. You must know the goal, and the goal in this instance, and I interrupt here because they've got all the energy they can handle. When that phone rang, I lost half the group of energies, went with it. We need numbers from this individual. He depends on Oberly for a lot of the numbers. But he has easier access, and Oberly does not have time to go and gather them. And this one will depend on Oberly to think of it or whatever. Great comrades. Great relationship with Westinghouse. And yet they will ponder it. So what you need to do is send that energy to be utilized. And they work through his thought processes. One, Oberly will say something, for instance, and it triggers a thought. Let me give you an example. We really were interested in Westinghouse photovoltaic sets. This was one day, some year ago, 2 years. Long relationship here. And I required Oberle because of something that was going on elsewhere with ones from this community in Palm Springs, actually, on a system utilizing photovoltaic cells and a system of computers which any good electronics man could build. But I required that Oberle ask about the possibility of other systems. So pretty soon, you know, by triggering thoughts, a few phone calls were made and we come up with the best system. Of course, it's completely usurped in total by the military. These are things you need to know. These are things I can tell you, but it's not for me to tell you. Because the knowledge is already there, and by one phone call, and this causes you ones then to come into a circle and work together. You don't need all the information from the Akashic Record. All you really need is to talk with your brother and come up with the ideas that trigger the thought that one of you is going to know anyway. So when we ask for energy input to a given situation, this is a request of the highest energies to please work with those two to trigger the necessary thoughts in the fragments where they're most needed. Whether it be in the financial area, the inventive area, wind speeds, prop settings, turbine increments, gearboxes, you don't know that. Oberle knows some of it. Once you have a specific problem, you can ask help for a specific problem, but you don't know what. So I thank you. What I received was an outpouring of energy to be directed as we saw fit. Excellent lesson, and I appreciate it. And I would withdraw again because I truly wish to monitor that. But feel free to go ahead and make a discussion. You've made your contribution. It has been received and accepted. And if you would like to visit, I'll just leave Dharma Tuck deciding. I will monitor. Thank you. Have a break. Do something.
Looks like you paused for my report.
Yes, sir.
Westinghouse continues to be interested in the situation, but they have a concern that the SO4 contracts may be terminated or withdrawn before they can have enough turbines built and installed.
How fortunate for them.
True. However, they see that as a negative in the financing, and I was able to reassure him that that was not a negative in the financing if we would get along with it. So he has agreed to participate in any way that he can. And he's meeting with the flow people, and he will probably petition them for a 20 turbine site. And I think perhaps we should approach this in increments of 20.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It makes the SO4 contract not so important, and yet the most important one item right now. And it does away with all that projected negativity. You're going to run out there to a time where, number one, it isn't going to matter anywhere. So let's just start from there. Let's project to where it doesn't matter anywhere under any circumstances and move backwards. Before you get done and before you have moved on through into a time where it doesn't matter, let your reasoning, even on a conscious level, make some kind of sense to you. They're trying their very best and they're going to pull it off. The bankers are going to manage to bankrupt your Asian, European, Middle East, anywhere there is oil production in the world, they're going to bankrupt them. They've already got it planned. It's already underway. You can see it in the price of oil. For a while, there will be a mass glut on your market because they're fighting for their survival, trying to sell enough, even at a reduced rate, to at least hold steady. They cannot do it. It is planned they will not be able to do it. They are destined, doomed, if you will. But there's going to be a real fluctuation in here. Before they're done, they may boycott you, at which point the price of electricity is going to skyrocket, at which point the SO4 contract is going to be a real albatross. But you ones are stuck working interdimensionally. They don't want to believe that around, you see. They want their good old earthly reasoning devices, which says, well, right now, it looks like it's going down. Well, it's down because of the absurd price of imported oil. Your ones are not having to produce at all, period. It's expensive for you to use any domestic oil. What is being pumped out of your fields now, most all of it is going into storage. So for a while, even if you have a boycott, the price of oil will go up because then they'll be forced to use the domestic market, and once again, they have control. Total control. They can tell you anything they want to tell you. They'll tell you there's a shortage. That'll be number one. And the price, because of greed, will just shoot sky high. So you can count on the price of electricity basically going up. Through either of those happenings, when you go back, look what you've got to face. You'll be going back to heavier coal burning with your sulfuric acid byproduct. You see, it's been a fairly clean period of time, and look at the pollution. With the price of fuel oil low, they can burn it. That's your peak price. And I'm not going to give you a lesson in how the electric company works with cogeneration and alternative energy. But it goes by a cost avoidance ratio. And there is something, and EJ can explain it to you, about an SO4 contract. Very basic. You see, the projections were that the cost of electricity would go up so much that the energy companies would save money by this SO4 contract. Well, what happened was the bottom dropped out of the fuel market, electricity got cheap, so they've been paying through the nose. And they're working on that basis that it will continue like this. So they'll do everything they can, especially in this political transition, to do away with those SO4 contracts. Well, this makes your project look really good at this moment because you can project into the future 10 years. And it makes you have balanced numbers. And once again, I'm going to tell you, you use these tools. So the sooner you get a proposal out there to get funding, you don't care what happens to the SO4 contract after you get funding and get those blame machines up. Because if they take it away after you get them up, you're going to make more money. You're not locked into this contract. But you cannot get big business to go along with this. I'll tell you why you can't get big business to go along with this. Ever. everybody is scared to death of their jobs, right down to the file clerk. So nobody will make a decision. What if I do it and it goes wrong? So postpone, postpone, postpone until after the fact, and the machinery never gets built. Let's prod them. Let's pour in the energy. I thank you for it. It will work. We'll get it moving. We will give them a proposal they cannot refuse, because once it is in place and you can start building, and you start with fewer. You see, they had not wanted to start with fewer, but there is not one funder who would not consider a third or a fourth of a wind park more than they would some humongous something, as long as they know more is coming. And once Westinghouse has committed to 20 of them, that requires they gear up for production. And top echelon will require that they prepare for more, or they won't let them build the 20. Now that's something you ones can just tinker with and ask for input on it, and you'll get it. This is going to be the most worthwhile contribution you can make to your living standard as soon as possible. Get them started. Shove them into starting, because the biggest hurdle is over with the first step in this deal. Westinghouse management is going to want to insist that if they gear up for 20, and in order to keep the cost at a probably reasonable rate, because they're outrageous, you're going to need more, a commitment for more than any 20. But you see, you're going to have to creep now. They're scared to death. Your whole world is scared to death. And all for the wrong blame reasons. You're going to have a real problem. As this fuel oil situation settles out, the demand for electricity does not cease. It only increases every day of your existence. And you couple that with something like Lake Mead going, you've got a problem. And alternative energy would be your salvation. Not well, but it'll help. And they're going to keep the price of electricity up after that. That's what you call need. So you have what's called motivation. And we'll just keep tinkering around in it until somebody sees the spark. But really, only you ones have to see it. I'll tell you right now, only you ones have to see it. And then we'll work together and we'll build a proposal they can't refuse. And then once you have your financing, we can shove that thing through. Not without the law and not without integrity, we'll do it right. And they will bless you for it, I will guarantee it. Because they're headed for total disaster if it is not properly controlled. And you need those Westinghouse turbines. Of anything on the market today, you need those Westinghouse turbines. One thing you are certainly, if you want it in writing, guarantee, is wind. And you would build your demands. And this is when you actually work with Westinghouse. We're not talking proposal. This is between you and Westinghouse. Those foundations drawn up by the engineer. And if it's a Westinghouse engineer, or if it is one you choose, or Parsons, or whoever, will make the foundation of these machines that it will withstand wind to 175 miles an hour, and you're safe.
175, that's got...
Well, you're going to have some pretty good periods of time at 150.
That's safe.
So bill them for hurricane beyond belief strength, and they will stand in the worst that can be thrown at them. And our probabilities show they'd make it now. But they're only geared to about 125 mile an hour winds on a steady basis.
That's correct.
So build a locomotive. Don't build a kite. What else do we have to talk about? I'm really pleased with this morning. Really pleased with this morning. We're business.
Good, I'd have some more good business news.
I would hear that too, and I would go back, Randall. Yes, we will. No, I'm not through. I will go back, Randall.
Yes.
I want to caution you once. Yes, we will pour energy in. They're going to ask us, in the best divine order of things, Father, for our best and highest good. And son, I must tell you something as I analyze it. Is it truly for your best and highest good? Are they pushing against the river when if they waited patiently a little while longer, like 2 or 3 weeks, they don't have to go through all of this misery? Yes, we'll give them input. And yes, we'll help them. But why would you once push the river when you're right at the harbor? I have not monitored the book. I do not know of its value versus its non-value. At this point, I don't care. If they ask for our input, they will get it. I'm asking you to think, are they asking for the proper thing? And this is a good lesson for all of you. What do you ask for? You decide something needs to be done and you go ask us to do it. And sometimes you're way, the cart is built and rolling down the hill and you haven't even found your horse. Is it important they bid it, this book? And what are they going to do when they get their book in print? It's expensive to promote a book, and nobody lines up to buy a book if nobody knows about it. Sister Thedra has written the new Bible of your generation of time. And she cannot even put food on the table with it. So please, when you ask your brothers and your fathers for help, think about it in a very earthly way first. What are you trying to accomplish? If it's to get information that someone has put down to the masses of people without a budget on a shoestring, it will not work. It just simply will not work. And then God gets blamed for not helping. When he sees already, if you get it into print, you've got worse problems. And I'm using this as an example, not this particular book. Please hear me. Always know, brothers, when you ask in the divine sequence, as you'll see it best, and it does not seem to happen, these are the things that we look at. These are the things. It will be taken under advisement when it's turned over to us, and we look at all the probabilities of an Earth evolution. What will be impacted upon them should they have the book? Can they afford the packaging? Can they afford the postage? And sometimes it is because it is totally out of order that it doesn't come to be. Always try to think in terms that allow it to be. This is what has happened in Tahlequah, in Minnesota, at Claire Prophet's place. They go with no foundation upon which to build, and then they ask God to give it to them. And they have no preparation. No preparation. They don't have postage money. They don't have boxing money. They do not have advertising money. And so their book dies. Their group dies. This is why this will work. The foundation will be structured, and you ones will be held in check. You will not go into personal debt more than for the groceries on your table, for these projects. That's why you've been stripped. You will share what you have, yes, to get over this, but not toward the major funding of these projects. Whether it be Sepulpoo, motion picture, no way. You're showing the world how to do it. And it means you build a business foundation so that you can work and earn. And then you produce the product. And after the product, you have a foundation whereby people can go and leave their places, join with you, and take care of themselves.
Let me turn the tape.
All right.